light travels over the curved silhouetted lines of a stylized apple and leaf. Apple Original Films.
One, two, three, four.
In black and white, an aerial view shows snow blanketing a field under barren trees. Bruce Springsteen stares ahead frowning, with half his face in shadow. Thrill Hill Productions. A title appears, Bruce Springsteen's Letter to You, a film by Tom Zimney. Bruce sits behind a microphone wearing a wired earpiece. An aerial view shows the snow-covered landscape. Bruce bobs his head rhythmically. At a barn with a snow-capped roof, a man enters a music studio through a glass door. Montage. Someone pushes a button on a mixing console. Bruce enters the studio control room. A man wearing headphones taps a pencil on a notepad. Bruce strums a guitar. Members of his band surround him.
I'm in the middle of a 45-year conversation with these men and women I'm surrounded by, and with some of you. Now, with some of you, I suppose we've only recently started speaking. But either way, I've tried to make that conversation essential, fun, and entertaining. I started playing the guitar because I was looking for someone to speak to and correspond with. I guess that worked out better than my wildest dreams. All I know is after all this time, I still feel that burning need to communicate. It's there when I wake every morning. It walks alongside of me throughout the day. And it's there when I go to sleep each night. Over the past 50 years, it's never once ceased. Owing to what I don't really know. Is it loneliness, hunger, ego, ambition, desire, a need to be felt and heard, recognized, all of the above? All I know is it is one of the most consistent impulses in my life, as reliable as the rhythmic beating of my own heart is my need to talk to you.
Gentlemen, congregate.
Bruce takes off his jacket as his band members huddle around him, some poised with pencils and notepads. He checks his phone and looks out the window.
Pam, it's snowing. It's snowing. Last night I was sitting outside till 9 o'clock in my front yard by the fire. Today, it's snowing. It's Jersey weather in the fall.
Bruce plays his guitar. A few men write notes.
Yes, the crowd of mongrel trees, I pulled that bar with some thread. Got down on my knees, grabbed my pen and bowed my head. Tried to summon all my heart finds true and send it my letter to you. All right, try it. One, two, one, two, three, four. No foot yet.
Bruce sits in a vocal booth as the man in headphones plays a keyboard.
I think we're going too long there, Roy. I think it's one, two, three, four, one chord. Roy, you're going to the E minor too soon.
That's the breakdown.
No,
Kevin.
Not.
There's eight bars of one.
The E Street Band is a finely tuned instrument of great flexibility and power.
Outside the vocal booth, the rest of the band play various instruments.
They can float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Our years of playing together have created a shorthand and an efficiency in the studio comparable to that of a finely tuned racing engine. We are a unit 45 years in the making, decades in the refining, and we bring that power to bear when we engage with you.
Neath a crown of mongrel trees, I pulled that by the sun thread. Wait. The intro progression is only the intro progression. It never happens again. Then you got to stick with the song.
We perform in service to our audience. The pay is great, but you're the reason we're here.
That's big news.
Now, there's one thing we could try. In my letter to you.
It is our commitment that hardens our purpose, our sense of do or die.
It's a little extra riff, but I don't know if it's in the way.
The E Street Band is not a job. It is a vocation, a calling. It is both one of the most important things in your life, and of course, it's only rock and roll.
All right, E Streeters, let's do this thing.
Outside, the naked tree branches point up to a cloudy gray sky. The branches and sky reflect in a barn window. Inside, two men strum guitars, hands play a piano, and a lyric sheet is turned.
These are my friends, the men and women I work with. Steve Van Zandt, Max Weinberg, Roy Bittan, Gary Talent, Patty Scalfa, Nils Lofgren, Charlie Giordano, Susie Tyrell, Jake Clemens, and there are two members in absentia, Danny Federici and Clarence Clemens. This is the E Street Band.
In archival footage, Danny plays keyboards and Clarence plays the sax on stage. In the barn, Bruce straps on a guitar as the band starts playing. The sound engineers adjust knobs. Bruce sings in the vocal booth.
Neath a crown of mongrel trees, I pulled it by the sun thread. Got down on my knees, grabbed my pen and bowed my head. Tried to summon all at my heart finds true and send it in my letter to you. Oh! Things I found out through hard times and good, I wrote them all out in ink and blood, dug deep in my soul and sign my name true and send it in my letter to you. In my letter to you, I took all my fears and doubts. In my letter to you, all the hard things I found out. In my stars and the morning sky
of blue. And I sent it in my letter to you. And I sent it in my letter to you. In my letter to you, I took all my fears and doubts. In my letter to you, all the hard things I found out. In my letter to you, all that I found true. And I sent it in my letter.
Bruce peers out at the others as he removes his earpiece.
Sounds good. Really good.
Should we listen?
Yep.
One, two, three, four.
Later, in the booth.
Roy, give it more music, box pal. East Street!
You want me to play it up high? I can play it up higher.
No, don't play it up higher. Okay. Just don't play so low. We're having fun, damn it.
Stevie.
Is there a waiter in this joint?
Nope.
We gotta get back on our Beatles schedule.
3 hours a song, that's it.
So the Beatles did.
It's a good call.
A man in glasses.
We work Saturday and Sunday. We'll get a double apple.
My letter to you.
All right, hold on. For some reason, my guitar is roaring and I have no control over it. It's just 30 times the volume of yesterday.
We lost it.
All right, hold on. Gary's got a problem. All right, well, let's take a few minutes and work on it. It's thin today. It sounds thin.
A hand tinkers with the equipment.
Yeah.
Patty.
I like it when I do with him, and then he's alone, and then I come in on top of him. Can I just hear that entrance again? We want to hear the harmony that's on when Bruce sings, I'll see you in my dream.
This is my cousin Frank. See, make sure we get this.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Championship jitterbug dancer of the entire Jersey Shore. And the man who taught me my first chords on the guitar.
A white-bearded man in glasses writes in a book.
Well, these are all my original guitars. My Kent first guitar.
You had one of those Sears and Roebuck ones, didn't you?
George Thies had one in the case.
Yeah.
George Thies had one where the speaker was in the guitar.
Oh, in the guitar?
But we also had one where it was in the case. You know, you got the Sears and Roebuck sold. Horrible. The one in the guitar with, like, it's a speaker right here. Horrible sound.
We all had one of those.
A road cuts through a snowy field, and a stream snakes through patchy, barren trees. Gently flows down an icy stream.
On a sunny July day, there I stood at the bedside of my old bandmate from the Castiles, George Thies. George, at 68, was in the final stages of lung cancer and lay very near death. George was the man who dated my sister Ginny and pulled me from my house on South Street one afternoon, where I would embark on one of the greatest adventures of my life. I joined my first real band, the Castiles. The Castiles lasted for three critical, historically explosive years from 1965 to 1968. An eternity in the 60s and an epic 3 years of historical and cultural events. It was a powder keg of a moment to be in a young rock and roll band. That was a long time ago. But some things imprint themselves on you and never let you go. They're a life sentence.
A black and white photo shows five band members wearing white shirts, dark vests, and mop-top haircuts.
With George's death, I was the last living member of the mighty Castiles. The last living member. I thought about it for a long time, and those meditations ended up being the songs I've written for Letter to You. Music just comes sometimes, and only sometimes this is the way it happens. This music, these songs, reminded me of the debt that I still owed my freehold brothers in arms. So this goes out as a deep and heartfelt thank you to Diana and George Thies, Bart Haynes, Frank Marzioti, Kurt Floor, Paul Popkin, Bob Alfano, and Vinnie Maniello, my friends, bandmates, and fellow students in my first and greatest school of rock, the Castiles. This is Last Man Standing.
In the barn.
Faded pictures in an old scrapbook. Faded pictures that somebody took when you were hard and young and proud. Backed against the wall, running raw and wild. Snakeskin vest and a sharkskin suit. Cuban heels on your boots. Kicking the band and side by side. You take the crowd on the mystery ride. Of Columbus and the Fireman's Ball. Friday night at the Union Hall. Black leather clubs all along Route 9. You count the names of the missing as you count off time. Rock of Ages, lift me somehow. Back up on the wall, pack your guitar and have one last beer. It's just the ringing in your ears. Rock of Ages, lift me somehow, somewhere high and hard and loud, somewhere deep into the heart of the crowd. On the man standing now. I'm the last man standing now. I'm the last man.
his guitar, Bruce nods. Later, he hugs the man in glasses.
That sound like the tape. That's good. What do you say, brother? What do you say? Yeah. Welcome. Welcome.
The king. Johnny Boy Landau.
Ah.
Live and in person.
Gentlemen and ladies, here's to the road.
San Siro.
San Siro.
Opening in San Siro.
Opening.
First of four nights.
First of four nights.
I like that. Right? Four nights in San Siro. That's half the Italian population.
And why not?
They all toast and drink. Nils.
Yeah. I remember one time they were singing Promised Land when we stopped, and you had trouble starting the next song, because when you hear that all together, who wants to stop that?
We played in Naples. They were singing internal riffs of Rosalita. Like the internal, little weird internal earworms. Not, you know, not the obvious ones, weird little ones inside the song. You know, you heard people singing. The entire population down there is so incredibly musical. That's where Mom and Dora and Ida and we are sitting here today because those are our people.
Yeah. Ron.
Frank, did you play guitar?
A little bit, not much. I'm starting back.
He's got a new guitar. There'll be a spot for him on stage with the E Street Band. One day.
I knew I would take advantage of that.
I know.
Another old photo of the Castiles appears. Grainy archival footage displays a younger Bruce showing Stevie a vinyl record. The earlier picture of the Mop Top Castiles reappears.
For me, from the beginning, Pop was always a raucous meditation. We all have our own ways of praying. I restricted my prayers to 3 minutes and a 45 RPM record. The power of pure pop, the beautiful simplicity of melody, a complete character study in a matter of minutes. Life in 180 seconds or less. If you get it right, it has the power of prayer.
A montage of archival footage. Kids playing musical instruments. Adults playing instruments. Teens dancing. Back in the barn. We'll be right back.
Let's call the bouncer, shuts the door. This magic moment drifts across the floor as Benny King's voice fills the air. Baby, that's the power of prayer.
Jake in a saxophone solo. Archival footage shows a younger Bruce and Stevie in a studio.
A, C sharp minor, G flat.
I think we should come right out of the sax solo into the verse where you sing every line. We got the different lick on it, so.
An opening for a letter to you, we're talking about.
In the barn.
Need the crowd of mango trees like that.
You can even do a little shorter. It's a build and then a big crescendo. You know what I mean? Da ba ba ba. Da, ba, 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 big crescendo into, because he's coming in singing hard, you know? Yeah, yeah. Ba, ba, da, 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 da. Yeah, let it go in. Let it go.
Archival footage of the band members appears with current footage from the barn as they play and write.
The East Street Band makes me dream, think, and write big. When I am amongst my friends, I allow a certain part of my mind that seems to be reserved for only them to be set free. And I dwell in a house of 1,000 dreams. What happens in this house matters to me. We've not been made perfect by God, but here I try to speak in the voice of my better angels. We have been given the tools and the property of the soul to be attended to and accountable for. And that takes work. Work that we might build on the principles of love, liberty, fraternity, ancient ideas that still form the basis for a good life and a humane society. What happens in this house matters. So, brothers and sisters, wherever you are, let's light up this house.
Outside, leafless trees encircle the snow-blanketed barn. Inside, Roy's piano solo begins another session.
The blood moon shines across the veil. Bells ring out through churches and jails. I tally my wounds and count the scars. In the house of 1,000 guitars, the criminal clown has stolen the throne. He steals what he can never own. May the truth ring out from every small town bar. We'll light up the house of 1,000 guitars. Well, it's all right, yeah, it's all right. Meet me, darling, come Saturday night. All good souls from near and far will meet in the house of 1,000 guitars.
Hear the bitter and the bore, the waking surge of the Lord. we'll go where the music never ends. From the stadiums to the small town bars, we'll ride at the house of a thousand guitars. House of a thousand guitars, house of a thousand guitars. Brother and sister, wherever you are, we'll rise together till we find the spark that'll light up the house of a thousand guitars. Well, it's all right, yeah.
It's good.
You want to listen to it?
Yeah, let's listen to it.
Bruce huddles with the band.
What a group sound we got going here on this stuff. Thank just you. Sounds great.
Thank you.
Like we never left.
Well, we left just to get better. Then we came back.
On a couch, Bruce addresses Roy.
Professor, do what you were born to do. Play the Glockenspiel. Play that Glockenspiel, Roy.
I will, as soon as I get some headphones.
In the spirit of Dan Federici, please.
Old footage of Dan appears.
Dan Federici. Ghost is haunting us. Tomorrow we will be cutting songs that are 50 years old. I recorded them acoustically at the time for the John Hammond demo. Pre-greetings from Asbury Park. Get ready for some wild lyrics.
Another session starts.
Yeah. I got one idea, Bruce, for you.
Go ahead.
So on the chorus where you go in and Papa wrote Shotgun for the Fargo line and they hold, how about you just play There's Still Too Many Bad Boys and then they come in on Work the Same line. They come in, so it's just you there.
Papa wrote Shotgun on the Fargo. Still too many bad boys trying to work the same band.
Exactly.
There's a light on yonder mountain, and it's calling me to shine. There's a girl over by the water fountain, and she's asking to be mine. And Jesus is standing in a doorway in a buckskin jacket, boots, and spurs so fine. Says we need your son tonight up in Dodge City, 'cause there's just too many outlaws trying to work the same line. Trying to work the same line. Well, sweet Virgin Mary runs the Holy Grail Saloon. Well, for a nickel she'll give you whiskey
in a personally blessed balloon. And the Holy Ghost is the host with the most. He runs the burlesque show where they let you in for free and they hit you when you go. Mary's serving mass on Sunday and she sells a body on Monday to the bootlegger who paid the highest price. But he don't know you're stuck with a loser. She's stone junkie. What's more, she's or twice by some kind of magic. Stand where I belong. Yeah, forget about the old friends and the old times. There's just too many new boys trying to work the same line. Well, if you were the sheriff and I were a priest, if maybe it was an heiress and the mama was. Trying to work the same line. Well, there's a light on yonder mountain, and it's calling me to shine. There's a girl over by the water fountain, she's asking to be mine. Jesus is standing in the doorway, six gun drawn and ready to faint. Said we need you tonight, sun up in Dodge City. Told him I was already overdue for Cheyenne.
An old sign reads, Latin Debut Country Club. Tonight, the Castiles.
In the summer, they had an outside patio. You know, you play outside. You
yeah.
know, it's beautiful. It's the first teenage nightclub anyone ever heard of. Who ever heard of that?
Unbelievable.
It was like a country club for teenagers. Kids were all solidly middle and upper class, you know, rah-rahs. So if you got a gig, particularly from where we were from, it was a deal. Freehold band that got into Teen Libro? You were legit. You were legitimized. To have that and then six other hullabaloo clubs you could play at on the same weekend,
yeah,
not to mention the VFW halls,
Beach
the
clubs.
Union halls, the Legion halls, CYOs.
These college dances, all fraternity dances.
Venues for rock bands.
A montage of color and black and white footage shows the E Street Band performing live.
Ghosts. A rock band is a social unit based on the premise that all of us together are greater than the sum of our individual parts. That we can achieve something that we could not achieve alone, and that together, higher ground awaits. While in our band, the songs and individual vision are mine, the physical creation of that vision into a real world presence belongs to all of us. We are a band. The joy I feel when I work with my band is a hard thing to describe. Ideas tumble around the room. People talk over one another. There are false starts and stops. Confusion often reigns. And then suddenly, dynamite. Ghosts is about the beauty and joy of being in a band, and the pain of losing one another to illness and time. Ghost tries to speak to the spirit of the music itself, something none of us owns, but can only discover and share together. In the E Street Band, it resides in our collective soul, powered by the heart.
The band rehearses and takes notes in the barn.
I hear the sound of your guitar ringing in from the windy stick farm. Stone in the grave.
I think you can go from Ghosts right to the break, then the buildup.
The drum beat buildup.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're leaving
16 bars of chorus to the drum beat buildup.
So it goes A,
B,
A,
C,
B, A,
B,
B
is the ghost.
C is the chorus. Yes. And again,
A is the verse. B is the ghost. Chorus. C is the chorus.
We still have to stop before the third verse.
But that breakdown
is stop before the third
verse. Breakdown verse is a part of the third verse. Line alone.
That's
and then the stop at the end.
There's still a third verse. There's still a third verse of those stops.
Anybody wonders where the stop is, watch me. I'll give you a cue. All right? Otherwise, don't stop.
Bruce and Stevie mime playing drums while listening to the rehearsal playback.
Bruce Hines here. There, Tom.
Yeah, so the opposite.
Yeah.
Straight beat here.
Oh, that's right.
It's a habit. Make a fucking move.
Let's get the claps and get the la-da-das.
sound of your guitar.
Yeah, I'm coming.
old footage shows a montage of a young adult Bruce playing guitar, piano, and singing.
The songs from 1972 were and remain a mystery to me. They were just the way I wrote back then. A lot of words. Matter of fact, Clive Davis, the man who signed me to Columbia Records with John Hammond, called me briefly after our record Greetings from Asbury Park was released and said someone had called him and told him if I wasn't careful, I was going to use up the entire English language. And he said that that was Bob Dylan. And Bob was always my mentor and the brother that I never had, so I took these words quite seriously. But all I know is these songs hold a very warm place in my heart. Songs for Orphans is about someone overcoming their fears, their doubts, their times. It's about fighting for a place of their own. And for a kid, I thought a lot of myself in 1972, despite my towering insecurities. I was an experienced guitar-playing young lion, and I felt I had a job to do, demons to vanquish, a world to claim, my world, whatever that might be. And at that time, I felt I was on the earth for one thing and one thing only, to meet, confront, and confirm my destiny, to come out on that stage and change your life. If I could, I'd overcome my own emotional abandonment, my late teenage orphaning, and I was building with my own hands and some help a place that was mine. The Confederacy is in my name now, and I would take the responsibility and the accountability for it. This would be done because I was young and hard and hungry. And I needed it. I was 22.
In the barn, Bruce plays a harmonica, resting in a holder strapped to his body.
Saviors.
years don't last long. Those nameless, questless, renegade brats who live their lives in song. They run the length of a candle with a goodnight whisper, then they're gone. So break me now, big mama, as all faithful breaks the day. Believe me, my good Linda, the aurora will shine.
His harmonica. Later, they toast.
Another masterful day in the studio. Cheers to the mighty E Street Band.
Halfway done.
More, I think.
Bruce and the others sip their drinks. He shakes his head. Grainy color footage shows two kids, warmly dressed, trudging through snow in a forest. A steam train with a glowing headlight travels over snowy tracks. A photo shows an elementary school-aged Bruce in a white shirt and black tie.
There were trains, passenger and freight, that came through Freehold in the 50s. During long summer afternoons, we waited for them. To jump and ride from one end of town to the other, or just to lay our pennies down on the rails and pick them up hot and flat. Those trains came and went as sudden as death. Now, as a child, I got pretty used to death due to the many Irish and Italian wakes in our family. By 6 or 7, you were expected to go with your parents through the doors of the funeral home with your hand in theirs, make your way through the crowded room to the coffin, then kneel at its side and stare death briefly in the eye. Your parents would raucously mingle. Then after a while, you rode home with a strange sense of terror-filled accomplishment filling your young soul. Back home, you knelt at your bedside and recited, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray to God my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray to God my soul to take. For if I die before I wake." I never cared for that part. It impressed upon my young mind that someday we will close our eyes and the gray evening sky will unfold above us, bringing that long and endless sleep.
Bruce stares off thoughtfully, his face half covered in shadow. The image of his face gives way to a moving blanket of clouds. The cloud-covered sky becomes dark. Bruce's fingers clasp a pick and pluck guitar strings. He stands at a microphone.
Big black train coming down the track. Blow your whistle long and long. 1 minute you're here, next minute you're gone. I lay my penny down on the rails. So some old wind sings its last song. 1 minute you're here, next minute you're gone. Baby, 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 I'm so alone. Baby, 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 I'm coming home. Autumn carnival on the edge of town, down the midway arm in arm. 1 minute you're here, next minute you're gone. I thought I knew just who I was and what I'd do, but I was wrong. 1 minute you're here, next minute you're gone. Red River running along the edge of the town, on muddy banks I lay my body down, this body down. Footsteps crackling on gravel road, stars vanish in the sky as black as stone. 1 minute you're here, next minute you're gone. 1 minute you're here, next minute you're gone. Thank you.
Bruce and Frank sit on a couch and talk as the barn bustles with activity.
We've been here for, it's our fourth day.
Well, I was going to come earlier, but I had a call. I said, wait.
No sweat. Anytime is good. We're just recording them and listening.
That's good.
In the control room, Jay cleans his saxophone while Bruce sits at the mixing console.
Jay Clemens involved in his first official recording, solo with the E Street Band.
Wow.
No pressure.
Patty pours herself a drink.
You guys played beautifully. You hear these tracks back. They sound incredible. So hopeful. You guys deliver it.
Yeah, baby.
Here's to hope. Not forget the big man.
The big man.
Danny Federici.
In slow motion, chunks of snow fall from the barn roof. Images and footage of Dan and Clarence appear.
Where do we go when we die? Maybe we go nowhere. Or maybe everywhere. Maybe our soul resides in the ether, in the starless part of the sky, and resonates outward like a stone dropped into a still lake whose circles are the lives of people we've touched over the course of our lives. No one knows where or how far their soul may sound, may travel. Or maybe it's all just bones, dirt, clay, and turtles all the way down. I don't know. But I've grieved at the thought of never seeing some of those I've loved and lost again. But those past never completely disappear. We see them on familiar streets, in empty clubs, and in late nights of long ago. They move in shadow, glimpsed only from the corner of our eyes. We see them in our dreams.
In an autumn forest, two boys run, one ahead of the other. Now, a row of telephone poles stretches to the horizon over a snowy, barren field. In the barn, Bruce plays, and the band members take notes.
In my dream, well, as summers have come.
books that you read. And though my soul feels like it's been split at the seams, I'll see you in my dreams. I'll see you in my dreams. When all our summers have come to an end, I'll see you in my dreams. We'll meet and live and love again. I'll see you in my dreams. Yeah.
Listen intently to the session, gathered around a console. In the control room, John turns to Bruce.
Nice.
It's got that magnificence to it.
As Bruce reclines with hands behind his head, John ambles out of the control room. Now standing, Bruce addresses the rest of the band.
All right, what can I say? We're taking this thing till we're all in the box, boys. Till the wheels come off.
There you go.
Till we're all in the box. All I can say is the greatest thrill continues to be the greatest thrills of my life is standing behind that microphone with you guys behind me. This is the best playing on record, I think. Guy, it's just gotten better. Blows my mind to have everybody playing together at the same time and in the same room, and to have it just come out sounding like that. You know, it's just one of the deepest experiences of my life. I love all of you.
Thank you.
Beyond words. Beyond
the songs.
Beyond words.
It's all about the songs.
And right? The inspiration for those songs comes from what I know you guys are going to be playing. We're going to have a lot of fun. Mr. Landau, you don't do such a bad job either.
Sitting here and listening. You know, it's tough work.
Let's do it.
They toss back their drinks. Mm. Snow falls over a white landscape. Elsewhere, people surround a white box with a guitar cake inside.
Age. Age brings perspective and the fine clarity one gets at midnight on the tracks, looking into the lights of an oncoming train. It dawns on you rather quickly. There's only so much time left. Only only so many star-filled nights. Snow falls. Brisk fall afternoons. Rainy midsummer days. So how you conduct yourself and do your work matters. How you treat your friends, your family, your lover. On good days, a blessing falls over you. It wraps its arms around you and you're free and deeply in and of this world. That's your reward, being here. That's what gets you up the next morning. A new chance to receive that benediction while you're buttering your toast, getting dressed, or driving home from work, you stumble into those moments when you can feel the hand of God gently rest upon your shoulder. And you realize how lucky you are. Lucky to be alive. Lucky to be breathing in this world of beauty, horror, and hope. Because this is what there is. A chance, a world where it's lucky to love, lucky to be loved. So you go until it fills you, until the sweat, blood, and hard tears make sense. You go until the light from the fading, distant stars fall at your feet. Go, and may God bless you.
A sweeping aerial view shows car tracks curving through a dense snow-laden forest. Fade to black. In the barn, a hand slides over a keyboard. Exits the barn in a worn coat, closing the glass door behind him. A title appears over a snowy field leading to a dense forest. Letter to You. Credits appear. Directed by Tom Zimney. Written by Bruce Springsteen. Featuring Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Bruce Springsteen. Roy Batan, Niels Lofgren, Patty Schialfa, Gary Tallent, Stevie Van Zandt, Max Weinberg, Charlie Giordano, Jake Clements, Executive Producer Bruce Springsteen, Producer John Landau, Producer Tom Zinni, Co-Producer Barbara Carr, Director of Photography Joe DeSalvo, Music produced by Ron Aniello with Bruce Springsteen. Music mixed by Bob Clearmountain. Original score composed by Bruce Springsteen with Ron Aniello. Original score orchestrated and produced by Ron Aniello and Bruce Springsteen. Audio recording engineers Rob Labrette, Ross Peterson. Associate producer Adrian Gerard. Fade to black. A photo of a younger, long-haired Bruce appears. Credits continue. And Frank sit outside with guitars.
Yeah. All right, this was the first song George and I wrote, I think, called Baby I. Baby I don't need your tender kiss, baby I. You never met baby I. Something.
Appear. Thanks and all love to Patty, Evan, Jess, and Sam, in memory of George Thies and the Castiles of Freehold, New Jersey. Copyright 2020, Letter to You, LLC. All rights reserved. This motion picture is protected under the copyright laws of the United States and other countries throughout the world.
To go home and practice that.
Country of first publication, United States of America. Any unauthorized exhibition, distribution, or copying of this film, or any part thereof, including soundtrack, may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution.